This is Daim Shabazz of the Chestra reporting from Minneapolis, Minnesota. We have finished the HB Global Chess Challenge. It was a rousing success. And with me I have Grandmaster Maurice Ashley, who was the principal organizer of the tournament with the help of the HB Global Foundation. And first of all, I'd like to ask Maurice his impressions of the event in terms of the organization and the expectations, whether they were met or not.
As far as the quality of the event, as far as treating chess players with so much respect, from the look of it, from the feel of it, from the joy of it, it was rousing, as you said, success. I think that's a great word. It was fabulous from the organizer's point of view. From the sponsor point of view, they were very, very pleased with the results. And they felt like they put the face on that they wanted to put. And so that was a tremendous success. The numbers weren't there this first time out. We think there were some factors that contributed to that as far as not doing it in a holiday weekend, doing it in the middle of the school year. So we think, and also people didn't know that Minneapolis was such a great place. So doing it, you know, for the first time in a city that people didn't really know about. But if we're able to do this again, I think it's going to be a much, much bigger numbers, much bigger turnout. And, you know, that's to be expected the first time out. We're still the biggest tournament ever held in North America. Probably the world as far as the open circuit is concerned. So we were very, very pleased.
Good. Now, in terms of the overall satisfaction of the players, have you had a chance to really gauge what they have been saying about the tournament?
It's like a love fest. People have been talking about this in glowing terms. The best comments I hear are people who say, I had a terrible tournament, but I had a terrific time. And that's just everybody coming up to, now obviously not everybody, but so many people coming up to me. And I'm really stunned by the Grandmaster comments. Grandmaster Joel Benjamin said this is the best open tournament he's ever been to in his life. This guy's been around for over 30 years, and for him to make a comment like that just goes to show the level that we performed at. So I'm quite thrilled about that.
Okay, in terms of the play, the 30-move no-draw-offer rule, how did that go?
That was not even a factor. I'm not even aware of the fact that it was a rule. I mean, it was just so natural for players to just play the 30 moves. People tend to go with what's familiar. And so when you try to take them out of their comfort zone a little bit, they might say, well, that's a little strange. Do I have to do that? But once they start to do it, they go, it's 30 moves. I mean, they could have done it at 40 moves or 50 moves. It was nothing. The whole idea is play chess. So for all those people who thought, no, grandmasters will never do it, you know, as if they're spoiled babies or something, it was very, very easy for us to execute, and the staff did it beautifully. And the players were beautiful about it.
Okay. Good. So do you think this will have a lasting effect in terms of other tournaments and raising the standard of organization across not only the U.S. but the world?
I think it already has started to do so. I know Jerry Weichel, who's the organizer of the Reno tournament, he came up to me and he said, Maurice, your idea was so fantastic. I did it copying you even before this tournament. And he said it worked perfectly. It was not an issue. It worked perfectly. And it will have a resonant effect in such a huge tournament as this one. And also in MTEL, where all the top grandmasters were playing in Bulgaria at the same time. And it shows that it's natural for chess, and that's where we need to go.
Okay, we know you're very busy. You're still trying to wrap things up. We appreciate your time. It was a wonderful tournament, and we look forward to doing it again. Any closing comments?
Well, I want to thank everybody for being a part of this, and thank the HB Foundation for putting in all this effort, all this money to making chess such a big-time event. And then, you know, it was for the kids, and that's the best thing. The HB Foundation is about kids, and it's the best thing that we could have brought chess to this level of profile, this incredibly high level now. We've been all the papers, New York Times, Washington Post, USA Today, all these major newspapers cover the event. But the beautiful thing is the bottom line was for the kids.
Okay, we're speaking with Grandmaster Maurice Ashley. We're signing off from Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Draw.